More often than not, we face opposition in some aspects in everything we do or desire. There are environmental factors, health factors, educational limitations, financial limitations, and some days it just seems plain hard to focus or even think straight. Remember, it's not that those things aren't important. It just means that you are on the right path. When the whole world seems against you, except what you know in your own mind and heart to be true, then you have found a piece of what you've been looking for. Swim upstream. But don't do it the hard way. Do it the smart way. Observe the current. Use nature against itself. In many ways, we have all experienced or currently are experiencing the downward spiral, aka the vicious circle or the vicious cycle. Like everything else in life, until it is comprehended well enough to see it in your head and to be able to disassemble and reassemble all the parts of these experiences, then you can control it, take power over it, and manipulate potential outcomes through the way you choose to perceive those experiences alone. You will know what I mean after this session. As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness, yourself, reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your entire body relax and release just a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that slowly spreads out within your entire head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow over your eyes and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there and around your nose and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see you are still condensing from the mist into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and tops of your arms, all at once the muscles there relaxing, deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed, and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms, down to your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the hand, totally relaxing your arms in warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down into your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone relaxation, totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely, as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread throughout into your ankles, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, slowly into each and every one of your toes, totally relaxing all the nerves, muscle, and bones in your feet and toes, as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. Focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over this black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink deeper into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into the total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself nearer to being fully across. Once the count has finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. You will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Crossover. 43. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Six, relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 20. 19. Relaxed. 18. 17. Relaxed. 16. 15. Crossover. 14. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Concentrate. 9. deeper. 7. 6. 5. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover. The goal must be seeing clearly first in the mind, exact within your imagination. It must be experienced internally, so real that you can smell it, touch it, before it can ever be reflected in the external world. It must be a part of your mental reality before it can ever be a part of your physical reality. While you focus on each individual step on your journey, you must keep your destination in mind. In fact, there is no way you can begin your journey to achieve your goals unless you begin with the end in mind. A young man in his early 20s asked an oracle once if he would rule the world. That oracle told him yes. At that moment, that young man, that today we call Alexander the Great, saw within his mind with perfect clarity his goal. And we all know that over the next decade he accomplished this feat. A feat that many have tried, but none since have achieved, because none had the clarity of vision that he did. The only thing that could ever come between Alexander and his goals was his own death. And that is the way it should be with you and all who walk the path of the defiant. Sun Tzu wrote that there is no more terrible sight than the eyes of a man who has committed himself to do or die. If you have not ever experienced this view or this intense of a commitment, I suggest that you do. You do not have to be in a war zone to know the depth of the do-or-die commitment. It comes from a viewpoint within. If you can find this within yourself, while concentrating on your goals, and using the defiant key mantra, then nothing other than your own death can stop you. You are a human being. Any greatness that any human being before you can be achieved by you. And accomplishments that will be possible in the future will be possible because a human being just like you decides that they are possible today. One of the great skills learned on the defiant path is how to rely on human beings to just be human beings and never anything more or less. Today and right now, you're going to learn the power of human thought and the absolute efficiency of your subconscious mind. Remember that your subconscious is just a mirror image of the collective consciousness. Your subconsciousness is a perfect computer. Your subconscious has every little fact that you have ever been exposed to, consciously or not, stored in it. The subconscious has every detail of every experience, every scent, smell, taste, touch, and sight since the moment it came into awareness. And since it's part or terminal to the collective consciousness, there is just no way to really tell when that moment was. Because your subconscious has all this information in it, you can tap into it at any point in time you desire to utilize the fast, efficient computational abilities to run simulations within your mind and solve any problem, figure out any solution, and achieve any goal you seriously set your mind and being to. Learning the skill of opening up your subconsciousness and using it to its full potential gives you an advantage over 90% of the world's population who doesn't even want to use their conscious thought to navigate their lives. Before I teach you how to do this, you must remember that it's not just about going into your subconscious mind to get an answer. It's about bringing that answer or that vision back into the conscious world. The defiant path requires going there and back again. Anyone can go into their subconscious to seek answers. It happens to people in dreams all the time. The important part of the defiant path is bringing those things back into this world. Now, I will take you through this mental computational process step by step slowly. When you use this method back in the waking world, this entire process will take a split second. This visualization and technique is to demonstrate to you how your mind works, how to use it to your advantage, and how to break down your own thought process to a point where you can consciously understand it and slow it down and trace and retrace your thoughts when important. We will simply label this process the Matrix of Conscious Thought. Relax and imagine yourself standing in the middle of a large empty space. And now staring upwards from the center, see large and curved, like a stadium dome that covers from horizon to horizon, lines, electric and blue, overlapping each other like strands inside of a baseball. Standing aware in the center of these strands, charged with blue electricity, see the strands stream around, overlap, wind up, and unravel, constantly changing overhead. Each one of these blue electric strands represents a comprehensive thought of your own. For example, one blue strand is every piece of conscious and unconscious information your mind has collected regarding your current vehicle. One of the strands is all collected information on your personal income. And another strand represents every conscious desire regarding vehicles that you wish to own or buy. Here, in this matrix of conscious thought, you can factor all strands of information together, letting your mind do its natural computations accurately and quickly, relying on the fact that your mind is just a computer, same as any other computer, but can only function given the software it has to run on. Then, in this case, the software being the matrix of conscious thought, your mind will accurately produce any computations quickly and accurately by crossing these strands of information. Your brain over the years has stored every tiny piece of data it has ever come in contact with. From everything you have heard, felt, tasted, touched, or smelled, or even just perceived, your brain can create accurate and quick cross-reference computations. It is not necessary for you to focus your awareness on the exact details of the facts retained within your strands of comprehension, though it is perfectly possible. It is just that you can only see the big picture or the tiny pieces, but not both at the same time. As you well know, you can get a good look at the trees, but you can't see the forest through those same trees. You can examine each electric thread of comprehension and rediscover various facts cataloged by your subconscious mind that have been long forgotten by your conscious one. Or you can examine the big picture, calculating or simulating mentally all possible factors known by your subconscious. Through the basic application of understanding cause and effect, you can simulate within your own mind, using this matrix of conscious thought, an infinite amount of possible causes and their effects most likely applicable to your own future. Remember that cause must be an external event, the effect is an internal event, and that the effect, while being internal, ultimately will express itself in a concrete external way. It might sound confusing at first, but the more you practice this, the quicker and easier and more accurate it will become for you. For example, within your mind, move the strands of comprehension that represent your finances, education, geographical location, and cultural environment. Do not worry about which strand is which. Your mind knows which ones they are, and allow them to stream together in as many possible combinations and outcomes as you desire. And examine each outcome. Examine its probability. You can examine high probability outcomes, or you can examine the low level crazy and weird probability outcomes. The matrix of conscious thought is all about perception. Perception is that sixth sense that we all possess. Taste, touch, smell, sound, even sights are all nothing. They would never be anything without conscious perception. It is literally the sixth sense, and a sense that all human beings possess, including and especially you. Extrasensory perception, otherwise known as ESP, is nothing more than a well-developed sense of perception. Your perception can and will be strengthened through this matrix of conscious thought. This same matrix of conscious thought will begin to provide you with the advantage, privilege, insight, foresight, and a clear understanding of your own individual and internal path to peace and happiness. Perception is the tool, and conscious perception is the edge you need to achieve any goal that you can ever conceive. Perception is necessary for awareness. So this matrix of conscious thought is used to create an awareness of order brought out of the chaos of an infinite multiverse that is contained solely within your own subconscious mind. Perception is the same muscle that you understand as personal will. Your will and your perceptions are one and the same. They are connected. In order to dominate and control and flex your willpower, you need to dominate, control, and exercise your perceptions first. Examination or meditation within the matrix of conscious thought is the best way, or the quickest way, to build those muscles of perception and will. Consider this meditation as a power workout for well-built minds. Minds that know that they can, desire to, and work to be examples of muscular perfection, like your mind, and like yours, will be those minds trained in conscious perception to gain control over the long forgotten and lost areas of consciousness, giving advantage in every endeavor and force to every commitment. Much information has been squeezed into this compact session. I strongly encourage you to take some time every day for yourself alone and consider your own life within the matrix of conscious thought. Practicing this meditation, either through repeated use of this session or of your own volition, will shortly bring a feeling of completion with this task. It is a simple but unique tool to master that will offer you insights and wisdom in everything that you ever do. You will see that your willpower can withstand any assault when you focus on strengthening your perceptions instead of focusing on the sounds of your own will cracking. The more you examine and strengthen your own perceptions, the more you will discover which ones are truly yours and not somebody else's that you have forgotten to ignore and replace with your own. Understanding who you truly are, that is the great goal. And the only way we can ever truly get where we want to go in our lives, we have to have a clear, honest picture of where we are on the map of life before we can plot the course to the destiny we choose. It is time to return to that conscious life now. 5. Energy is returning to your mind and body. 4. Your breathing is quickening. 3. Sensation and awareness has totally returned. 2. Your eyes are fluttering. 1. Your eyes are open. And I would like to thank you again for investing your own time in my Defiant sessions. Again, I hope that you and I are both always searching, growing, changing, people who cannot be pigeonholed into a box or defined with a catchphrase other than the one of our own making. So thanks for helping me make Defiant mean something good. And I encourage you to pass on this same gift of knowing yourself to someone else.